Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
So here we are podcasting in the time of COVID-19. This is a first for us that we're actually podcasting and we're not physically in the same room. No. So we're about 60 kilometers away from each other. Mm-hmm. But you've got a very nice background on your screen, I must admit. But of course, most people are working from home, staying at home. So, and so are we. So we have to adapt to it. So how are you adapting, Chris, to this?
Well, I was going to ask you, in fact. I mean, how are you adapting to work?
Well, for me, it's actually reasonably easy that I've already had a lot of phone calls in my job. And I've noticed that, as being an English trainer, that the people who usually have phone calls with me have maintained their phone calls. The people who normally have a face-to-face lesson with me, they are much more hesitant about calling me using the phone. So I've had to kind of prod them a little bit to get them, you know, daring to call me. But I've adapted. I've sent them some written work to do if they feel more comfortable. But I'm not as up on technology as you. I'm still using the phone. I know you're really the kind of geeky guy on this, and you've actually pushed me to use new technology.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite a good tool that we're using for conferencing. And so you're adapting to work because is a lot of your work face-to-face normally?
Normally, yeah. Well, I suppose, it is. I suppose 3/4 face-to-face and 1/4 by telephone, and the people who use the phone, they've had no problem in adapting because it's the normal situation for them. But the others, of course, as I've said, you know, not so comfortable with it. So I've adapted to them in a way by making their life easier, if you like, by sending some written stuff. But mainly my work is face-to-face. Yeah, what about you? I know you use technology a lot, Zoom, to connect with people.
No, I don't. Well, I do in one of my sort of jobs, if you like, but most of my stuff is face-to-face. So now it's all, because we're all in isolation, it's all online. It's mainly by video conference, which is quite good. And also I've got a website where clients can actually book for Zoom video conferencing quite easily. So it's a big change for me in that much, but it's not that painful. But I think it's painful for other people. They're used to being, you know, in face-to-face.
Yes, definitely. Most
what
definitely.
About you for shopping and stuff like this? How are you doing that?
Well, in fact, for the first time ever, I've used the internet for shopping to get my groceries. Normally I would just pop into the shop to get a few bits and pieces, but now I've planned for the week, on the internet. And in fact, the first time I went to pick it up, I had quite a long list, and I had my slot, and I went to the shop and the guy gave me a bag. And as it was my first time doing this, I thought, oh, perhaps they packed all my shopping in a very, you know, neat way and, just in one bag. Of course, come home and find there's only half of the stuff in the bag because the rest isn't available.
So do you pay for it beforehand or pay for it?
Oh, no. In fact, no, you pay on the day. In fact, I gave them my bank card online, and it was like €70 for my full shop. But in fact, only 36 came out of my account because that was all that was available.
Okay.
So they adapt the payment.
You don't have to touch a terminal or anything like
that. No, I did it online because I didn't want to go in the shop. Yeah. But of course, you know, you only get half the things that you wanted. So you had to adapt. And then I did some more shopping. I got a really big list to compensate. And I went to the drive and I ended up with like 5 big bags of shopping, you know. So I had too much. So it's a bit of a kind of a lottery with the drive, you know, ordering online. But you know, at least I've got some food. I'm not going to starve.
Yeah, we're using a lot of stuff from the freezer. I've not been to a shop for 2 weeks, maybe something like that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I'll probably, after we finished here, in fact, I'll probably try one of these online things because I don't want to go to a shop. No. I want to stay isolated. Yeah. What about going out? Do you go out at all?
No. Only to go to the drive. To the internet, you know, pick up drive place. No, I'm in all the time. And I'm lucky in the sense that I have a lot of space in my house and I've got a garden, so I can be out all the time. And my garden is looking, you know, it's so tidy. It's like sort of Buckingham Palace neatness, you know.
Lots of
time. And it's all, I don't know what I'm going to tidy next. So I was saying I might have to tidy up the compost bin soon. You know, there's everything, you know, it's all tidy. I'm not going out, but I can get fresh air.
Okay. That's
so, yeah. Is that the same for you? You've got a garden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so you've got fresh air.
Yeah. So what do you miss?
Well, at the moment, in fact, I suppose freedom, because sometimes if you just want to, go out to do something but on the whole, I'm finding it quite a kind of novelty at the moment.
We're nearly two weeks into it and it's still a novelty.
It is, yeah, but I'm very easily amused, you know. Anyway, so, I mean, for example, I'm trying to get to grips with all the new technology there is, you know, the Zoom, well, it's new to me, Zoom, a new thing called StreamYard, Watch Party on Facebook. So I'm spending my time trying to figure that out. People are calling me all the time. And I've learned, you know, on online as well, I can do some sport. I'm doing some skipping. A friend of mine is a skipping champion and she's put a video on YouTube. So, and I'm trying to learn a bit of Spanish. So I'm really, you know, trying to do new things. And I have to say that at the moment, I wouldn't say I'm enjoying it because it's not, you know, you can't really enjoy it, but I'm not finding it a burden at all.
Okay.
I say thank God for my garden and for Facebook and WhatsApp and of course Netflix, you know. So what about you? Are you missing anything?
Yeah, I'm missing quite a lot.
Me. Me, of course.
Yeah. Yes. But that's one of them is seeing people because normally I'm working face to face with my clients. So
yeah.
I miss that a little bit. I also miss traveling. I should have been in Prague in the Czech Republic today with my son for a long weekend, but obviously we couldn't do that. I'm supposed to be going to India on the 1st of May. It's looking not so good. And on the 3rd of June, I'm going to Croatia. So maybe that will be compromised as well. So that's one thing, two things that I miss. I just miss going out to a bar or to a restaurant or to the cinema. You know, it's not that I do it all the time, but it's just having that freedom to do it. So I'm missing the freedom.
Exactly. It's having the option, to do it.
And I really miss going to the Indian shop to get my...
Oh, yeah, that's your favorite thing.
Yeah. But there's also some positives in it. I mean, for me, the positives are that I'm getting a lot of stuff done in work that I would normally not have done. So that's quite good. Less traveling means saving money, I suppose, and not spending money.
Yeah.
And also, I go for a walk for about an hour every day with my dog.
Which we
normally do on the weekends because we live in the country and so we can actually get out. So that's quite good.
Yeah, but it's true about the money. I mean, on the one hand, as we work for ourselves, you know, there is a reduction in our income. But on the other hand, I'm saving a lot of money on petrol, going out, using car parks, you know, going to bars, going to the hairdressers. Now, that is something that I'm absolutely desperate about, the hairdressers.
Go to YouTube. They will teach you how to do it.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, in the first week, I was shocked about not going to the hairdressers. But now I'm finding it a bit of an experiment, you know, to see what my face and my head will look like when I leave here. But, it, you know, the thing is, everyone's in the same boat. And,
Well, at least they should be.
Oh yeah, at least they should be. So we're taking it, you know, all the girls I know, all, you know, all my friends, we're, our hair, it's a huge joke. And it's because if you don't laugh, you're going to cry, you know. So you may as well just laugh about it. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, some people are very, very sick. And as we know, people are dying. So I can't worry about my hair too much.
No. You okay, know. Well, that's pretty good.
That's a good note to finish on.
The first 2 weeks, what we can maybe do is try and look at how we can, maybe we can do one with several people.
Yes.
Yeah? And see what they're missing as well.
I think that's a very good idea.
Okay.
And as long as they know how to use Zoom, it only took me 48 hours to figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll try and send some invites out and see if we can get some people coming onto it.
Great idea.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.